I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
All right, let's try to reconnect. Two people have been out on a great first date, at least one thought so, and that's happened to Dustin. Dustin, what can you tell us about Valerie?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for having me. I honestly can't tell you much about Valerie.
Well, let's start with how you met. Was it through an app or did you meet in person?
We met in person. We met in a club. I like to dance. My buddies like to make fun of me for dancing, but yeah, for me, it pays off. You know, that's how I met her. I met her on the dance floor.
There you go, man. So, dude, I love that, though. Good work.
Is this the date?
I do okay.
All right. So typically, Dustin, how it works on second date update, you meet and then you agree to go out and you have a first date. So is this just chance meeting? Are you calling that your first date together?
No. Okay. I was, at that night, I bought her a drink, got her number before I left, and then we went to dinner last week.
Oh,
last
weekend. Got it. Cool. Okay. And how did that go? Yeah.
Oh, it went great. It was really cool. You know, we were already kind of comfortable with each other from, you know, dancing and all that, and we talked, laughed a lot, and we ended up back at her place.
Cool. Okay. So was there, you know, back to her place or whatever, anything weird back there, drama-filled? I mean, like... I guess
is there anything we should know about? You've danced, you've been gone to dinner. Is there something that might have happened back at Valerie's
house? No, it was like just really chill, good vibes. You know, I felt really comfortable there. We had breakfast, hung out the next day a little bit, kissed goodbye, everything, petted her cat. Like, just it was really great.
Dustin, it's a family show.
No, all right, stop it, PT. All right, you've obviously reached out to Valerie since you left her apartment or house.
Yeah, I asked her back out dancing a couple days later and haven't heard anything. Okay. So I don't know.
Here's what we do. As you know, Dustin, we're going to call Valerie. If she answers, agrees to come on, we'll get some answers and hopefully lead you to that second dancing date. So hang tight while we call.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Valerie.
Yes, who's this?
Yeah, hi, Valerie. Don't hang up. It's not a sales call or a robocall. And I know this sounds a little strange, but it's Thunder and PT. We co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. Would you have a moment to talk to us this morning about a gentleman named Dustin?
Okay.
Yes, so we do a segment, right.
And we're on the air right now, but it's something called Second Date Update that we do, and Dustin reached out to us. He said he had a great time with you last weekend after you guys had met dancing and stuff like that, and he just, I guess, is concerned that he hasn't heard back from you.
Are you comfortable? Okay, listen, I understand this is a little out of the blue this morning, but here's what we'd like to do, Valerie. We'd just like to let him know. You kind of left him hanging. He would just like to know why, so he can just sort of move on or, you know, whatever, figure it out.
It's kind of embarrassing. Like, I don't know if I want to really talk about it.
Okay, can you just tell, you mind just telling us?
Well, it's not just telling you, it's the radio.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I try that, though, sometimes just to see if it works. just tell us what's embarrassing about it?
I mean, I'm sure we've all been there before.
Right. He had a great time. He said he kissed you goodbye. Everything felt fine. And he walked out and he's texted you since he left your apartment or your house. And he hasn't heard from you. So just please, just could you let us know what happened?
Well, we had a great time, like phenomenal, actually. But when I was taking the trash out the next day, my neighbor, he came over and was like, "We weren't sure if it was a hyena or a seal at your place the night before." And I was like, "Oh, my God."
Oh, come on. Wait a minute.
Oh, no.
Your neighbor, you're outside. Your neighbor teased you. And what did he heard something. And what was it you said? It's a little hard to hear you, Valerie.
He just asked if it was a hyena or a seal at my place the night before.
So because
he was joking, right?
Was it because you were on, like, sitting on the couch laughing together at something?
We weren't laughing.
Oh, so this is embarrassing then.
Well, Justin is very vocal in the bedroom.
Okay, listen. Since we've gone this far, Valerie, Dustin is on the other line. He's been listening in. And could
Oh, my God.
No, I know.
Sorry.
But just, could you just... We'd love...
You guys are the worst.
No. Let's bring him on, see what he has to say about this, okay? Would you mind? Okay, I'm just going to go get him. Dustin?
I mean, okay. I don't know what to say, I guess, other than, you know, ow! Whatever, I don't know.
That's more of a wolf howl.
I was going to say, that is wolf-like.
I heard, I think, was it seal and hyena, Valerie?
Yeah, well, I'm not good with those.
Have you heard about this before?
I have heard from exes in the past, but it was always in a positive way, and I don't really, you know, I don't really have anyone to compare myself to, so other than, you know, zoo animals, apparently, but...
Oh. Now I know that my walls are thin, I guess, right? Like,
were you thinking about this, Valerie? I don't want to get too personal here, but were you kind of thinking
was it
kind of cringeworthy when it was happening?
No, like, and I feel like such a jerk for not getting back to you. I just didn't know what to say. Honestly, I didn't mind it. Yeah.
Is there any way? Okay, Valerie, you really like Dustin.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, but you're just afraid he's a little loud.
Yeah, you were kind of embarrassed, and, it sounds okay, like.
And you two seem compatible. Sometimes we just get a feeling after doing Second Date Update for a few years. Is there any way around this for you?
Well, actually, look, maybe I can help. I don't know if this is an option, but the building I live in is pretty old, and the walls are basically soundproof. So if that's an option, that we could do that.
I would definitely rather go to your place than mine. I don't know.
Dustin,
oh, wait, hold on a second.
Can
this
I get a wolf howl or a hyena scream?
This actually caught me a little off guard.
Okay.
Valerie, guys, we are so happy.
Honestly.
You two are destined, at least for a second date, and maybe even back at Dustin's house.
I think earplugs for the neighbors, it could be a good, like, gift. You know what I mean?
I need more seal from Dustin. Yeah. More seal.
Me too.
All right, guys, we're going to leave you two alone.
Doing some dancing. Dustin loves the dancing.
With soundproof walls and a lot of other noise, maybe, ambient noise around.
Oh,
guys,
God.
We just want to say thank you for being on Second Date Update.
Thanks, y'all.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.